Welcome to worship on this, the day after our May snowstorm. First, let's wish a happy birthday to Asher Alden. Asher turned 5 on Thursday. So you can call him and sing him a happy birthday, or we'll wait till we all get together again. Who would believe that in a normal year, yesterday would have been Rosie's plant sale in Hartford, and the next Saturday would be the annual spring sale here, Carrie's Snow Shovel. With yesterday's snow and this week's cold, it's hard to believe that it's Mother's Day. So let's take time today and remember our moms and to thank God for them. Though we yearn for release of the constraints of our self-imposed isolation of the past couple of months, it is difficult to sort out what is prudent in our daily lives. Pray for a discernment for all of us, both corporately and individually. I was looking for music this week and came across our third hymn for today, Sanctuary. One of the videos for it was when it was used in a Jewish worship service, and the cantor made the point before singing the song in Hebrew, so it's not the video for today, that in Exodus God said, "Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them." The point being that the sanctuary is not a place for God, but a place for the people and God. Whatever our sanctuary is, be it a formal sanctuary like the one in our church, or some place that we hold dear as our personal sanctuary, it is what it is when God is with us. Know that He is with you, and that He is with us. And stay safe. Let's join in the call to worship for this morning, and then in the prayer of confession. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me, and take me out of the net that is hidden from me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon me. Save me in your steadfast love. Beloved God does not disappoint those who come in hope, nor turn away those who approach in faith. Let us make our confession in hope and faith. Let us pray. Wise and wondrous God, we come seeking your guidance and inspiration. We confess that sometimes our lives are more cluttered than committed, and at those times we do not know which way to turn. Help us, when we are most lost, to find you. Forgive our misdeeds, and grant us knowledge of your will, so that a spirit of freedom and grace might possess us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God sent Jesus not to judge us, but to save us. God accepts both our courage and our fears. In the name of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. Dare to accept the gift of a new beginning. Hallelujah.